It's on the mark.
WIRI Nakusa.
To the blocker side of Yellowdrome for Rapids. Just 35 seconds gone by here in the second period. Big hockey day here in Wisconsin Rapids as the high school Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, they won their game over Sun Prairie United 6-2 today. So congratulations to the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. There's a delayed penalty coming up, and this penalty is going to be a hold coming up. Minnesota, and it's going to be a hold penalty. I believe that was a call by Tanner Balstis. Make sure I get this right. Yep. So Rapids gets the skater advantage. Just 40. See, that would be just not even a minute. It would be 46 seconds, I believe, into the period as Rapids has an opportunity. The big slap shot taken just outside the circles by Bonin as Rapids still keeps possession of the puck. It's down on the near side far corner, so it was very tough for me to see at that moment as Hill takes a slapper from just inside the blue line. Yick gets turned away by the Mullets defense and sent out of the zone, so Rapids has to regroup. Bonin sends up, takes a wrister from the top of the circle, and that is gloved by Bettiston. So good for him, making a big save, keeping Rapids out of the net. And it's 18:30 left to go in the second period. 1:15 left on the power play for the River Kings. Coming up, 17-8 shot advantage. So Rapids keeping the pressure on them. There's going to be a faceoff just to the glove side of the Minnesota goalie. Rapids controls it. LeCompte whiffed on a shot from the top of the circle. Working puck back around to open up that defense for Minnesota. Hill pass back to LeCompte. Over top, cross the ways, top of the far circle. LeCompte thought about a slapper from the high slot. LeCompte passed through. Bonin shot just wide of the mark, and that puck makes its way around the boards and into center neutral ice. Rapids has to regroup. Hill with it, leaves it for Bonin. Bonin comes up the near side, gets into the offensive zone. He goes all the way around back. He's getting pressure behind the goal, getting tied up. Puck is loose. Minnesota covers it, and they send it the length of the ice for an icing, but when you're on the power play, or penalty kill, I should say, you're allowed to do that. So Rapids having to regroup, 23 seconds left, so with any luck, they've got one real good pressure left in this power play opportunity. Minnesota standing strong so far with trying to kill off the man, Rapids man advantage, and they will do it as they send the puck the length of the ice. 7.65 seconds left to go. Rapids stops it behind the goal, and here they go, and end of the power play. Minnesota's back at full strength. Breisland has the puck, races up the way, and he goes just wide of the mark. Puck's loose. No one's getting possession of it. Minnesota finally gets a handle of it. They lose it. Rapids gets it. Wilharm takes it, skating around, do a couple circles as he centering attempt from behind the net, and that doesn't work out, but Minnesota can't clear it. Puck's sitting there in the slot and gets knocked away. There's another centering attempt by Rapids as Cooper has it, and he's getting pounded up against the boards. Puck squirts loose. Wilharm with it. Backhand to Shaughnessy. Cross the way. Big shot taken in by Breisland. Wide of the mark. Rapids recovers. Breisland with it. Slapper from the high circle. No good. Puck is finally clear by Minnesota. Shaughnessy with it. Puck being passed around, trying to open up the defense. Minnesota stops the puck in the zone, and there's a turnover, and there's an offsides whistle. Minnesota almost had a golden opportunity. As Minnesota, Golden and Minnesota kind of go hand in hand as the Mullets have the same color scheme as the Minnesota Golden Gophers. But a lot of maroon and gold and some white. This Rapids has the white with some blue and green in it. So face off, just a neutral ice. Neither team really getting much advantage there. Minnesota now has it. They're coming up the ice, and it's poked away, sent back out to neutral ice. Minnesota tries to gather it away, and they're trying to set up another offense possession. Rapids not standing for it, and there will be an icing call against Wisconsin Rapids, so we'll be bringing the puck way down to the other end. 15:49 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-1. So, Francisco, this has been a little bit more even of a start to the second period than it was in the first period.
Yeah, for sure. Unfortunately, the River Kings weren't able to put the puck in the back of the net in the power play. But other than that, it's been an even game, yeah.
Yeah, very, very hard-played game, very well-played game on both sides, by my estimation. And there's a drop-off, puck drop, and Rapids gets it. Rota up the near side, stops, takes a wrister in it, just at the top of the near circle, and that's sent up into the netting, so we got a stoppage of play. 15:41 to go in the second period. And there's another faceoff. Rapids does not control that. Upton was in on that one. And the puck's loose, comes out to middle ice, and there's a 2-2 battle here, and Rapids defense stands strong. Not allowing an opportunity on that. And Rapids gets the puck back, but it gets poked back down into the defensive zone of the River Kings. Lob pass up ahead, and that's probably going to be an icing. Probably it is. So another stoppage of play. A really disjointed start, first 5 minutes of the second period. A lot of stoppages, a lot of whistles, a lot of starts, a lot of stops. So it's not exactly the flow that Rapids would want, by my estimation, but they're still attacking and they're still putting forth the best effort that they can, as there is another face-off to the blocker side of Yildirim. Whitehead with the puck. He's down corralled in the near corner. So a couple bodies hit the ice and no harm, no foul. Schweitzer, he gets a puck poked away. Whitehead with it. Pass over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp. Pass up ahead, and there's a nice collision. Center ice. Stoppage of the puck. Be up behind the Minnesota goal. Comes back around. Rapid swarming to the puck. Minnesota having a hard time getting any possession of it, and they retain it, and then they're back on the attack. Rapids trying to get some stops here as they go to pass the puck up ahead. And that's Dubell with it. He's skating up, and he takes a wrister just from the real sharp-angled shot. As a couple other River Kings get in there, as Abakumov comes up off the bench, and he's battling in there for the River Kings. Wilharm with it. Takes a shot way wide of the mark. As puck bounces off the boards, and Rapids trying to get back into a good possession of it as Abakumov comes up, and he gets tripped on a very strong attempt drive to the net. No whistle, no harm, no foul, and Minnesota will ice the puck. 13:57 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-1, has a 19-8 shot advantage. So Rapids getting opportunities, they just aren't burying the puck the way they want them. Again, last night, Minnesota took care of business over Rapids, got a 4-3 win. Tonight's the second match, so Rapids hoping to salvage a split before tomorrow night, ending the homestand against the Hudson Havoc. Puck drop right about 7 o'clock. And come on down, enjoy some real fun, entertaining hockey, and even get to see the River Kings pep band. They'll be making their final regular season appearance as Rapids, with a loose puck in the slot, turned away by Minnesota. Puck still bouncing out at center ice. Minnesota trying to get into it. Bonin with puck. Rapids has numbers. It's a 4-on-2. Bonin with it. He's back down below the goal line. Being brought back out by Abakumov. Puck knocked back out center ice. Minnesota on the attack. They get the puck down low, trying to establish their possession. Ooh, real quick shot attempt right at the top of the crease. No good. Turned away as Rapids back on the attack. Bagnoli with it. And there's a Minnesota player way behind the play. But he can't hold on to it. And that's a big break for the River Kings, as that was going to be a 1-on-0 situation, really needing Bora Yildirim to make the stop. And there's another whistle on the play for another ice. 12:55 left to go in the second period. Lots of fast-paced action going on here. As also mentioned again, Rapids High School, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, got a big win over Sun Prairie today. It was 6-2 victory as the playoffs will be starting here in another couple weeks. As Rapids looks to make a push and return to state for the first time in almost a decade. So we'll see how they go in the coming weeks as there is no icing on this play. Rapids with the puck down low. Shot attempt bouncing around, and it's covered. Shot from the point coming from Jake Breisland. And the initial save was made, but it was not covered. So the puck bounced a little bit, and he was able to cover it. So no harm or foul on that one for Minnesota, unfortunately for us Rapids fans. 12:41 left to go in the second period. And there will be a puck drop to the blocker side of the Minnesota goalie. Puck drop and bouncing, and no one possesses it yet. A big scrum behind the net. Minnesota comes away with it. Pass up ahead, no one home. And that's still in on net, so there's no icing on the play. Rapids keeper has to play it as the goalie makes good on it. Gets it behind the net. Puck bouncing around. Rapids trying to get some possession of it. It's Texmo with it, and he gets his pocket pick. Minnesota coming away with it. Minnesota back behind the goal. Puck loose and a little poke check away by Yildirim. And there it works well as the puck's turned away. It doesn't go in the net. And it's still a scrum. Broken stick on the ice. I think it's a Rapids skater, and it would appear to be. It appeared to be number 24, Jake Breisland, without a stick. So he's got a quick hit the bench as Tudich comes back in his place. And then we've got a whistle as a save was made by Bora. So we got another stoppage. 11:46 to go. We're almost reaching half to way mark of the game and almost halfway mark of the second period. 22-10 shot advantage for Rapids. That's getting to be that time of year, the playoffs. Of River Kings are coming up soon. And the high school realm of things, the wrestling conferences start next week and the week after that, regionals. Another couple weeks and basketball will be heading that way and swimming's heading that way. It's a fun time of year, what I call the February frenzy and the March madness. So Tudich comes away with a one puck off faceoff shot just over the goal. Rapids cannot convert on that opportunity. Minnesota regroups and up down the other ice. Bernard, he gets taken down by Whitehead. A bunch of talking. Not a very, very happy individual is the Minnesota skater who just took the bench. And that's number 83, Jeffrey Bernard. Not happy, but play on. I enjoy watching everyone play. Not a lot of penalties, so keep it that way as Rapids recovers. Puck into the defensive zone and then sent back. And it will be an icing coming up against Minnesota. About 40 seconds passed since the last game stoppage. 11:02 left to go. As there will be a puck drop in the Rapids offensive zone. It'll be to the blocker side of Bettiston. Kane Bettiston. He's made 21 saves so far on 23 shots faced, so he's having a strong night. Big numbers there. So Rapids really applying the pressure. Got the faceoff coming. Cooper in there for Rapids. One by Rapids. And there's a shot, not a lot on it, by Beauchamp, Xavier Beauchamp, but not a lot on it, and that was easily gloved by Bettiston. That time we made it 5 seconds before a stoppage of the game. Gets to be a lot of fun on that. And again, thanks for listening on Full Hockey and WIRI 105.5. And, of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Thank you for listening and watching in these events and spending your evening with us here at the Southfield County Recreation Center. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing you the action. And we've got Francisco Dentio over there giving some color analysis when we need a little bit deeper understanding than what I can provide, which isn't too much. And there's a nice wrister from the far circle sent in by Atkins, and it's another glove save by Bettiston. Some more talking and pushing and shoving, and no one's given anyone else the business yet. It could happen. Fisticuffs maybe later in the game if Minnesota's feeling a little feisty and Rapids doesn't want to back down. So hopefully none of that happens because there's a big game coming up tomorrow against Hudson. Again, come on down, have a good time. Always a good time at the River Kings games. Another face-off this time to the glove side of Bettiston for the Mullets. Minnesota comes away with it. And another whistle. So we made it a few more seconds than 5 seconds this time. Not many. So either way, we're going to have another face-off on to the glove side of Bettiston for Minnesota. Good music played here between bits of action. Little Molly Hatchet played, flirting with disaster. I'd say any hockey team's doing that for the most part. There's a puck drop. And Minnesota does control it, but Rapids does get the upper hand. Cooper with it, far side. Shot in off the circle. No one home, little high of the mark. Rapids still fighting to gain possession of it. A little screened out here. There's about five different players there in the corner trying to get a good read of it. As Tudich comes away with it. He's going behind the net. Pass up ahead. Big wrister right into the belly of Bettiston. That wrister was sent courtesy of Lucas Whitehead. And there's another stoppage. 10:04 left to go in the second period, and we're 4 seconds away from the official halftime of the game, meaning 30 more minutes of regulation to play, as we just went through 30 minutes. So the official halfway point of the game and the halfway point of the second period. Puck drop to the glove side of Bettiston. Rapids corralling it, and there's your 10-minute mark. You got 10 minutes, halftime, if it's a many people call it. Big collision by Beauchamp on the long, on the far side. Minnesota still has it, and they send the puck out of play, up into the netting and into the beer garden, where a whole host of River Kings fans are clamoring for a puck and maybe another beer. I don't know. We'll see. But either way, they're going to be dropping the puck, this time to the blocker side of the Rapids keeper, Bora Yildirim. And the puck drop, controlled by Wisconsin Rapids, behind the and the goal. The puck is poked away, and there is no icing being played on that. No icing at all. It was last touched by Minnesota. And up there, back on the attack. Balik comes up for Minnesota, and he gets ridden off the puck. Pass across the ice, all the way over to Switzer. Switzer up there. He passes up ahead. Bill Upton. Upton can't quite get a shot off on it as he goes behind the cage. And he keeps circling around. Shot wrister from the circle. No good. Turned away. Grudo with the shot. And it's loose. And it's a goal! Scored on a rebound by Switzer. And Rapids goes up 3-1. 9:09 left in the second period. There's another hole in your goalie, Minnesota. Another one.
Great nice goal. Good work from this line.
Yeah, they're working hard. That's what, their second goal so far?
Yeah.
Beautiful opportunity. I mean, he made the first shot, but he left that rebound, and that's one thing that goalie's been doing a lot tonight, is leaving great big rebounds. And any time you can get that stick on that rebound, that's going to be a good time, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to crush the net every shot.
Schweitzer there with a third goal of the season. Upton with the assist. And Luke Gruda with another assist. 10:51 with the time of the goal, as that's a very big moment here for Rapids. Rapids gets back a two-goal lead with 8.5 minutes left to play in the second period. Puck sent the length of the ice. No icing called on it. And there's a turnover. Switzer with it again. He's on the doorstep. Puck is loose. Backhander still loose. Everyone's fighting for it, and there's whistle. He's got it covered, and there's some pushing and shoving. There's a little bit of pushing and shoving, rolling around on the ice, trying to get the better leverage. My background's in wrestling, so it's all about leverage at this point. The officials step in, and they're kind of laughing a little bit at it. Must have been a funny joke said. I can share some funny jokes with them, but can't share them on air. As there will be a Rapid skater going to the penalty box, as there will be a Minnesota skater. I don't believe so. They're closing that door back up. So it will be a penalty coming up on Rapids. Alexander Wilharm. Now that's a slash. Coming up, 11 40. So power play opportunity for the Minnesota Mullets coming up. And last time, if by my estimation, it just took about 5 seconds for them to score on it. So got to be a little more prepared for that one, as Rapids will be needing the 2 minutes to kill the power play opportunity for Minnesota. Big shot there by Valak. Way to the mark. Melton with it. He backhands it up to, can't quite see the number there. That would be Suter for Minnesota. Melton with it for Minnesota. Centering attempt. Puck bounce high in the slot. And there is a rush coming. A shorthanded attempt going to be coming. But, and there's a shot and bounce off the blocker. Outstanding hustle there by Bagnoli. And Minnesota's forced to regroup. A minute and a half left in the skater advantage for the Mullets. And they're getting the puck way down deep. Elliott with it, stops the circle, slams on the brakes. Valak slapper from the point, Suter with it from the top of the circle. Bounce off the blocker, and puck might skitter out into neutral ice. It does not, and there's a big save made, set turned aside by Yildirim. Bryslund almost controls that puck for a shorthand attempt, but either way, Rapids still trying to kill that skitter advantage. Just under a minute left for Minnesota. 7:14 left to go in the second period. Minnesota yet on the attack. Elliott with it. Stops. Puck is squirting loose there. Not controlled by anyone. Rapids is trying to get it out of the zone. They do. Bouncing puck sent out. Knocked out by Tudich. And Rapids now has an opportunity. Cooper with it. Skated out to neutral ice, and they were able to recover it. There's a big hit, and that's going to be another penalty. That penalty is going to be coming up on Tudich, as Minnesota has a chance to go up on a 5-on-3. Shot attempt turned wide of the shot. Puck is loose, and there's a bunch of pushing going down there at the top of the crease, and now there's your stoppage of play. And that will be... There's a couple fans really getting into it now. A couple bunch of yelling, as Minnesota should be on the opportunity for a 5-on-3 for 15 seconds. But that was a no-brainer hit there by Tudich. He hit him checking from behind. That could be a lengthy penalty there.
Yeah, it's going to be a 5-on-3 now for 15 seconds. So hopefully they can clear it out right away from the faceoff.
As we're getting everything sorted out. Tudich, penalty. Roughing, okay. Time of the penalty, 13:26. Time of the penalty. So for 15 seconds, the Mullets are going to have two skater advantage, a 5-on-3. 5-on-3 for 15 seconds. So as Francisco alluded to, you got to make a big stop here for 15 seconds. I mean, it's hard enough to skate 5-on-4. 5-on-3 is really tough when you only have the three. Minnesota trying to get something going there. Suter with a wrister. It gets blocked before it even gets to the goalie. Big stop there on the play by Whitehead. Now Rapids comes up. Whitehead, he gets in off the bench as the Minnesota skater. He lost an edge and fell flat on his face, allowing Rapids to possibly have a shorthanded opportunity. But now Minnesota, they control the puck, and they're trying to set up their offense. 6 minutes left to go. Suter has puck. Sends it back in the middle by Valich. Big shot turned away by the blocker of Yildirim. Elliott with it. Sends cross ice and almost poked away by Rapids. Puck sent back down along the boards. Whitehead with it. And there will be a penalty coming up. A little bit of pushing and shoving in there. The delayed penalty. And Rapids has it. So the penalty's going to be on Minnesota. And there is your touch. And there's your stoppage of play. And going to double check the call here. It should just be a 2 minute minor. That's another rough penalty. 4th penalty of the night coming up on Minnesota.
Minnesota penalty to number 5, Melton. 2 minute minor for roughing. 2 minute minor roughing to Minnesota number 5. And the penalty 14:28.
14:28 is the penalty for roughing. That first one that was brought up by for Rapids on Tudich I was hoping that wasn't a checking from behind or a charge on that. It was not. It was a roughing. So it's going to be 4-on-4 hockey for the about next 50 seconds, and then Rapids will have the skater advantage for about another minute or so as Rapids has an opportunity. And there's another penalty called, and this one is going to be a high stick against Wisconsin Rapids. So as soon as I say things are looking up and possibly could slide towards Rapids' advantage, it is not now. And player number 20 for Wisconsin Rapids, number 20, that would be LeCompte, as it's going to be a 4-on-3 advantage for Minnesota. So, and Minnesota resets, shot in from Niemiela from the high slot. No good. Turned away by the Rapids defenders up in front. Rapids able to clear the zone. Lots of open ice out there with a 4-on-3 penalty as Ekholm controls the puck for Minnesota. Up the far side, stops, hits the brakes, pass up to Ryberg. And there's a nice hit. Minnesota player loses his helmet, and there's another whistle. And that would be head contact, if I understand that call correctly. So another Rapid skater to the bench. 24. Getting a little sloppy out there, Francisco. I mean, how do you rein that in?
Yeah, that was a good call from the ref. That was a penalty. Now they're going to have a longer 5-on-3 after 10 seconds. They're going to keep going. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Well, 14. Man, that's a tough break. That's a really tough break there in that instance. There's a little bit of stoppage in play as a strap on the back of the Rapids goalie helmet came loose, so his teammate had to help him out. And it's a 4-on-3 yet again with Rapids, with three skaters in the penalty box for 11 seconds at least. So it's getting cozy in there, and that's not what we like to see in Wisconsin Rapids. Valak, top of the slot, moving to his right. Elliott takes place. Elliott going to have a wrister up from the high slot, and there's a big save. Big save by Bora Yildirim, and that keeps Minnesota out of the net yet again. As there is still two skaters in the penalty box for Rapids, so they have to kill off a penalty here coming up for 1:16 yet before they can get that fourth skater. So roughly about 16 seconds they will be at the disadvantage of a 5-on-3. There's still a minute remaining in the Minnesota penalty that was called just moments ago. Wyatt with it. There's a big icing shot taken there by Rapids. Kill up some clock. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the second period. Minnesota corrals the puck. Back on the attack by Valak. Suter, near side, as they trying to get an opportunity to open up that Rapids defense. Suter with it. And there's a shot and another save. Big save there made for Rapids. Another stoppage. 4:02 left in the second period. 30 seconds left on the Minnesota penalty. 46 on the Rapids penalty. So there will be about 16 seconds, as I said, where there's a 5-on-3 advantage for Minnesota. So hopefully Rapids can continue that effort. Valak with it. Shot. Thinking about a shot. Does not happen. Elliott takes his place at the high slot. Skating around in the circle, in the left circle. Pass centering. Elliott. Pass back to Valak. Can't quite possess it cleanly. There's a bunch of push and shoving at the top of the crease. And there's a big rebound left. Shot wide. Big wide shot sent in there by Minnesota's Valak. Turned away. And Minnesota's got an opportunity. Minnesota's at full strength for 12 seconds. And there's some questions going to be asked by the Rapids goalie. Asking about a high stick opportunity that knocked his stick out of his hands. So there's a lot of discussion, a lot of yelling about that, but nothing came of it. And there's line changes coming both ways. 3.5 left to go in the second period. 12 seconds left on the first penalty, which is to LeCompte. And then the second penalty, 54 seconds left. That's on Jake Breisland. So Rapids, it's 5-on-3 situation for 12 seconds. They've got a big opportunity to really dodge a bullet, the figurative bullet on this one. And there is your puck drop right there. Rapids is not, does control it. It's just slipped out of a couple skaters' sticks. As Rapids really just trying to tie up the puck by Texmo, that is. As the puck is loose behind the net. No one there. Both teams going towards it. As Texmo still harassing him. LeCompte comes out of the box. Big wrister from the point. No good. Puck's running around out there. And big hit on Texmo. But then there's a nice pass. Shot by LeCompte. And it's swallowed up by Bettiston. Keeping Rapids out of the net. 3:02 left to go in the second period. Rapids still holding a 3-1 advantage. 28 seconds left on the penalty kill for Rapids. They've been on the penalty kill for a long, long time. I should have written down the time. I did not, but that's a learning moment for me as Rapids controls the faceoff. Dubel sends across ice. Tudich with it. Skating up, turns around, spinner. No one home. He was looking for LeCompte on the doorstep. He wasn't able to corral it as both teams are battling back and forth. Loose puck behind the net. 2:40 to go. Rapids controls it, and there is a wraparound attempt turned away by LeCompte. And there is a full strength, and there is another penalty being called up, and that one will be a cross-check on Wisconsin Rapids. Or no, it's not. It was actually going to be called up on Minnesota. My apologies on that, as they went right when Rapids touched it, that's when they blew the whistle, and I thought that's usually when the team touches it, they blow the whistle. That's usually who they call the penalty on. So I didn't see Minnesota touch it, but either way, Jack Ekholm for Minnesota. Cross check. Power play opportunity for Rapids, and they can't make good on the first bit of it. 2:20 left to go, and there's still 1:50 left on the power play opportunity. Rapids setting things up. Luke Hill behind goal. Coming up center ice. Tudich with it. Breaks it into the zone. Goes on the far side. Goes like he's going to go behind the net. And he does. Sends it up to LeCompte. LeCompte pass back around to Hill. Hill. Big shot by Bonin. And it's a goal! Slap shot from the far point. And there's another hole in your goalie, Minnesota. Second goal of the period, but second goal of the game for Bonin, and that is a outstanding play for the River Kings. Just under 2 minutes left as the pass was sent by Bonin, and it was a one-timer, actually not quite to the point, just outside the far circle, and he hit home. It was a great shot, wasn't it, Francisco?
Yeah, great shot. Who got deflected back into the net. It's a great play.
Big power play goal, second one of the night. Antoine Bonin, excuse me. LeCompte. And Luke Hill.
And Hill, time of the power play goal,
18:04, as Rapids goes up 4-1 now with a minute and a half left. Beauchamp and Whitehead back on the defense. And Rapids back on the tech. Tudich with a shot from the high slot, turned away. Tudich gets his own rebound at the circle. Rapids still possessing the puck. Passes it up ahead. Beauchamp tries to take a slapper from the just at the point. No good. Rapids does not get possession of the puck. Minnesota passing it up. Now Cooper comes away with it before it leaves the zone. 1 minute remaining in the period. There's a shot and a big rebound there. Sent back out to Bonin. Whitehead with it. Shot. Bouncing. No good. And turn just wide. Minnesota dodges a big bullet there. And there's a penalty being called up. And it's a penalty coming up on Minnesota. And there's your whistle. And Rapids will be ending the second period and starting the third period on the power play. For 41 seconds, they have a chance to score. As there's a lot of talk coming up right now between the two teams. A lot of talking. A lot of talking. As it is going to the box, Jeffrey Bernard for Minnesota. Number 83. And that's a two-minute penalty coming up. 19 on the penalty. So Rapids has a skater advantage for the remaining of the period, unless they score. Rapids comes away with a puck drop. Bryceland passed down the way to Cooper. That's another cross-check penalty. And there's a whistle. And apologies, it was not on Bernard. It was on number 38, Ali Imiela. They got the wrong number on there, that the announcer did. My apologies on that. It is Bernard in the penalty box, so it was not Imiela. Rapids still on the attack. Wilharm sends a shot point blank, turned away. Beauchamp with it to Chaussy. Chaussy takes a shot, turned, it was wide of the mark. Puck's loose, bouncing around, and it's finally covered. Minnesota dodges a bullet on that one. 5.5 seconds to go in the second period. Yep, and that was the correction they did make. The penalty is on Jeffrey Bernard. So I always go with what I see and not what I hear, I guess, is the lesson on that one. But it's hard when sometimes the officials make the mistakes. So either way, we play on. 5.5 to go in the second period. 4-1 advantage, Wisconsin Rapids over the Minnesota Mullets. Just enough for a faceoff, maybe a real quick shot. And there's a faceoff. Not going to be a shot as Minnesota controls it, just tying it up in the corner. And the horn sounds right now. And that is your second period. Big second period for Wisconsin Rapids as they hold a 37-16 shot advantage in this period. That's a big advantage. I'll have to crunch some numbers. I'll have that for the beginning of the third period. But with that, I mean, really, really, really back and forth second period, at least for the start of it, as neither team is really able to get much advantage over the other. A lot of stoppages for icings and penalties and all that other fun stuff that goes along with it. But Rapids finally got on the board in the second period at 10:51 as Switzer scored with an assist from Daniel Upton and Luke Gruda, with then Rapids getting their second goal, their second power play goal of the game, as Antoine Bonin got his second goal of the game with an assist coming to LeCompte and Luke Hill. So far tonight, the Rapids goalie will be having 15 saves in the game as the Minnesota goalie sits comfortably, uncomfortably, whichever way you want to look at it, with 33. So with that, we're going to be doing our intermission festivities and getting a new sheet of ice here by Mr. Jim Arnold there, the Zamboni operator, and we'll be back here. So keep listening on Flow Hockey, 105.5 WRI. Keep watching on WR Community Media.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin.
Hi, this is George Strait.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. Walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in three. If you'll buy that, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. Nine, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud, and I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block. To make your mind on mine, I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
The country stars and their stories. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. Good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord.
Yeah.
She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, the past of this world hand in hand. A good-hearted loving a good time.
Man.
He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends.
And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can.
Now this a good-hearted woman
loving a good time, man.
Got 3 minutes to go, Seth. 3 minutes.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time, man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, the paths of this world. Loving a good time and man.
And Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
15 out of 16
shots faced. Rapids will be starting the third period on the power play with a minute and 19 seconds of the skater advantage. So Rapids led 2-1 after the first period. Score, first goal was 3:07 into the game by Antoine Bonin. At the 3:07 mark, as I said. Second goal coming up at 11:41, score by Daniel Upton. Rapids was cruising at that point until Minnesota, they got on the board and cut the lead in half. On the power play, just 5 seconds into it, as Aiden Elliott lit the lamp, and that's how the first period ended. Second period, really back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. A lot of penalties, a lot of stoppages, a lot of icings until Rapids got the job done. At the 10:51 mark, Caden Schweitzer got the goal. At, that is again, 10:51. And then Rapids got the power play goal, the second of the night by Antoine Bonin. And that is how we sit at this game at the moment. Rapids holding a 4-1 advantage. There's a little bit of physicality going on out there, some pushing and shoving, some unkind and unfriendly words spoken. So we will see how that goes up into this third period. Again, this is the second of three home games for the River Kings this weekend. And there is the puck drop, and the third period's underway. Rapids holding the zone. Centering attempt from Wilharm. Was an attempt, didn't get through, as Rapids starts on the attack. So Francisco with a 4-1 lead heading into this final period. What you got to do to preserve it?
Well, first of all, the Mullets are going to come out hard and try to draw some penalties, so the River Kings going to try to stay out of the box. And yeah, keep shooting, keep out working them, put pressure. That's about it.
I mean, this game has been physical to this point, a lot of pushing and shoving. Is this a situation where you got to be careful, keep your head about you? And there's a goal! River Kings goal! We'll finish that thought in a second. And there's a fifth hole in your goalie, Minnesota, as Rapids takes a 5-1 lead 50 seconds into the third period. And that is a goal scored by Bryce Cooper to really start to blow this game open. Bryce Cooper, number 6, as there's a pass from behind the net right on the doorstep, and it slipped between the glove and the post. A wonderful assist on the play by Bryceland. I believe that will be one of the assists. Just listen to the announcement. Power play goal, that's second one. Bryce Cooper, 10th goal of the season. Bryceland with the assist. So Cooper from Bryceland, 50 seconds into the third period, power play goal. So that's great. Great start for Wisconsin Rapids, really closed down this game. But as I was saying, Francisco, you know, this is a game you got to be careful to keep your head about you and not get caught up too much in the pushing and shoving and any fists being thrown. You miss a big game tomorrow if you do.
Exactly.
So hopefully Rapids keeps their head about them and Minnesota keeps their heads about themselves too. Don't want to see too much violence here, but that's part of the game. You're going to see some hitting. You might see some punches thrown. So far tonight, so good. As Rapids again, 5-1 lead, 18:38 left to go in the third period. Shot attempt came in on Yildirim, and he turns it away with his left leg. Minnesota starting to try to mount something, comeback, down 4 goals. Time's a ticking. And it's in the words of Steve Miller, the Steve Miller Band, ticking into the future, and they're running out of time. So Minnesota, with the puck, passes it up to the far side boards, still trying to get a hang of it. But at the same time, this ice, it is slippery, but it's wet. Still hasn't frozen solid after the Zamboni went through between the periods. So a little bit of stickiness on the ice. Rapids does gain control of the puck. Beauchamp races down, centering attempt. Backhand Switzer on the attempt. And there's a shot flopping around. Is Bettiston, and he's making the stops that he has to do to keep Minnesota into it. Gruda with the puck knocked away. Switzer with it. Gruda with it. On the far side, working behind the net. Puck gets bumped away from him. His possession would be to Bryceland. Up ahead to Gruda, passes behind the net. Puck still flopping around loose. Gruda up ahead. There's going to be a thought about a shot attempt. Pass out to Bonin. And there's a shot. Bounces around, just sitting there. Another shot attempt by Beauchamp. Puck is loose, sitting in the slot. Puck's bouncing around, turned away. Another big save by the Minnesota goalie. And Rapids still trying to get another puck into the back of the net. And there's another one. There is your opportunity, a bounce off the pads and into the net, and there is your goal to Bryceland. Number 24 for Wisconsin Rapids is looking for a replay, and looks like Minnesota's making a goalie change as Bettiston hits the bench, and in comes Parker Lewis. Bettiston will finish the night with 13 saves. 13 saves for Bettiston as he comes in with 16:54. That goal is scored. 13th goal of the year for Jake Bryceland. Assisted by 12, Switzer. That's the only assist. 3:04 into the second period, and there you have it. Big goal set up, and then in that time, Minnesota did get the puck down deep, and there was a bunch of pushing and shoving going on, and not knocked the net off as Minnesota skater heading to the bench. Big number 38. And that is, or 83, excuse me. Having trouble reading tonight. As, no, that's actually his sleeve. His sleeve says 38. The back of his jersey says 83, so it's not exactly my fault. I just... you can't... Crosscheck penalty nonetheless, so I don't know. You can't really blame me for 38 to